interesting words. Now, Shreyas means long-term benefit. Prayas means right now. Like, for example, you may think, oh, I want to, not that any of you would think like this, but you may think, oh, it would be nice to smoke a cigarette. Of course, you were not thinking like that. But some people are thinking like that. And so, that's prayas. You know, of course, it's not so enjoyable. I'm not saying it's enjoyable. But anyway, you may think, oh, short term, I really enjoy it. I need the tension relief or whatever. And then long term, you end up with this nice thing called a tracheotomy. You know what a tracheotomy is? Anybody know? That means where you get to smoke your cigarettes through your throat rather than from your mouth. So there's the short term and long term. So many things feel good, we want to do, we have impulses to do that are not really good for us right now. And so we have to think long term. Make a strategic plan for our lives. He who fails to plan, plans to fail. So this is what we're talking about today. A strategic plan for our lives so we can enjoy forever and ever and ever and ever. Actually, Lord Rishabhadev says that right now we have to do something called tapa. The first word that was spoken in the universe to the first person was tapa. Did you know that? That's the first word. In the beginning was the word. Tapa. Tapa means austerity. Of course, not austerity in the sense of sleeping on a bed of nails, or just like one time I went into this museum in New York, it's called Ripley's Believe It or Not. Anyone's been in there? And there they showed what the monks used to do to torture themselves, become self-realized. There was a section downstairs. Anyone's been to that section? No. You have? Is it interesting? They were like sarcophagi that they would just lie in these different boxes with nails around them. And then there were these things called hair shirts, which were really, whatever they were, they were torture. And in this way, or self-flagellation, which means the whip. Can you imagine thinking that if you whip yourself, you'll become God-conscious? But people thought like that. But that's not what we're referring to in terms of austerity. The austerity that we do in Kali Yuga, anyway, we'll describe it. I was getting ahead of myself. Let's chant Radha-Madhava first. We're going to describe the austerity. They're very simple. They're called the regulative principles of freedom. It's good to be free. Right now, we are not free. Manasasthani Indriyani Prakriti Sthani Karshati. Does anyone know what that means? No. We're struggling with the six senses, which include the mind. So this pulling us here, pulling us there. Got the three modes of nature, goodness, passion, ignorance, pulling us here, pulling us there. We got our family members pulling us. Sorry about that one. Pulling us here, pulling us there. We got our mother. Anyway. And so, when am I going to be free? And so these principles or these practices that we're going to be talking about today will help us achieve freedom. And they're very easy practices. Kevalanandakanda. They're blissful practices. One of them, of course, is taking prasadam, which you're going to be doing. And that's an austerity. So when we're talking about austerity as a tapa, we're not talking about misery. We're talking about blissful things if you can come to the mode of goodness. Of course, in the mode of ignorance, people think it's blissful to drink liquor. They think that's blissful. And in the mode of passion, people think it's blissful to invest in the stock market and watch the ticker tape all day long, going up and down, or to take chili pepper drink. That's the mode of passion, but in the mode of goodness, it's very blissful to take prasadam and dance. Anyway, so let's chant Jai Radhamadhava first. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari Vijana Palava Vidivanu Dari Vijana Palava Vidivanu Dari Sudanandana Rajana Ranjana Sudanandana Rajana Ranjana Please be higher. Unate Ravana Chante Yambhagate Ravana Chante Jaya Ravana Chante Kunya bihari Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravita Kacharya also tell us that she Shimad is divine grace Abhaya Chandanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Antagoti Vaishnav Vrindi Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Vrimse Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sivvaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhakti Vrindi Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gaur Bhagavad Sankum Radhagudha Kiri Gaur Radha Ki Jai Jagadam Kajai, Jagadam Sami, Jai Mamai Kajai, Shmari Vasi Devi Kajai, Sante Bhakta Rumi Kajai, All glories, his humble devotees. All glories, his humble devotees. All glories, his humble devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, Om Magana, Tivadanga, Shah, and then Jina, Shafia, Chakshu, the Baby Half, the Yenetas, Mahu, Shira, Maha. So, we'd like to go through these 64 items that are helpful for us in devotional service. And these 64 items are broken down into different categories. You have 20 items of primary importance, 44 additional items, and then at the end you get the 5 most essential or effective items in devotional service. So we're not going to spend a lot of time on each item because we'll be here for the next few years. We did that. But of course the first item is accepting the shelter of the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master, because we have imperfect senses. We have a tendency to cheat, a tendency to be an illusion. And so without accepting the guidance of a superior person who is in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, coming down to the simple succession, we're not going to be able to understand spiritual life or what needs to be done. Because the spiritual master not only applies Krishna consciousness in a stereotypical way, that means in a cookie-cutter way, but he applies it practically for each and every single disciple. The spiritual master knows the psychophysical nature of the disciple. Psychophysical nature doesn't mean it's one is psycho. I have to unpack that statement. It means that one is either a Brahmin, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, or a Shudra. And there's nothing wrong with being a Shudra. It's just that everybody can become perfect, as Krishna said. Being engaged in the service according to their own nature. If someone is cleaning the floor or cleaning the toilets, he is the same as he or she who's doing the deity worship. Understand? Someone's fixing the car. It's exactly the same. If they're doing it for Krishna, as Krishna says, if someone is doing something for him, then that's perfection. So the spiritual master guides us in devotional service. That's the main point, to give us this guidance. And then we become initiated. What does initiation mean? That's really interesting. Initiation is not the ceremony. Although many of us, you know, like ceremonies, well, many of us don't like ceremonies. So initiation is the acceptance and the taking of vows or promises to act in a certain way, to do certain things, yam niyam, just like you have in the yoga system, to accept certain principles and not accept other particular activities. In other words, at initiation we have the vow not to eat meat, fish, or eggs, which is a good idea, no take intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. And these things keep us at a lower modes of nature, keep us from performing the karmic activities which cause us to suffer. Actually, it's in our own interest. It's not that just Krishna is imposing these things on us. And makes us happy, puts us in the mode of goodness. So, and then we learn how to discharge devotional service. There's a picture of Prabhupada taking initiation from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And then the spiritual master is there again, number 3. Obeying the orders of the spiritual master with faith and devotion. In other words, the spiritual master gives directions, but the directions, if they're followed with one's heart, not just externally, it's not like you're at work and you have a boss, right? Your boss will. And he tells you, do this. You're thinking, oh, if I don't do this, I get fired. But with the spiritual master, one thinks, Jai, thank you. Just like Prabhupada one time told us in Los Angeles to produce 17 books in 2 months. And devotees first tried to dissuade Prabhupada from that particular order. They said, Prabhupada, it's impossible. Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in the Fool's Dictionary. And then the devotees understood Prabhupada's instruction and took it to their life and soul and became very happy. Not simply they were grumbling. I remember doing that. Nobody was grumbling. They were happy. It's Prabhupada's direction. So with faith and devotion, faith means that we accept, if we do what Krishna's representative says, then everything will be accomplished. And we do it with the idea of pleasing Krishna and his representative. Two things are there. And then, under the direction, there's the spiritual master again, instructing us about the principles given by the previous acharyas. Footsteps means their directions, because there's certain things the previous acharyas may have said to do for their disciples that may not be applicable for us, according to time, place, and circumstance. Just like you find Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakur, the spiritual master of Śrīla Prabhupāda, he instituted certain external changes, not changes in principles, but changes in details, such as the wearing of this sannyas robe. Traditionally, in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the sannyasis, wore like lungis, you know, which is like a longer gumsha, in case of those of you who don't know what it is. So he changed some of the external things for the purpose of preaching. And Prabhupada did similar things like that. So we have our acharya, Śrīla Prabhupāda, who's given us or adjusted those particular details so we can apply them in the Western world. And the present spiritual masters follow Śrīla Prabhupāda's direction in that regard. And the fifth one is also regarding the spiritual master. We inquire, how can I advance? How can I become more Krishna conscious? How can I become happier? How can I serve you? Like Prabhupada said, that was the question he asked his spiritual master. And his spiritual master said, come to the Western world and preach Krishna consciousness. And guess what? That's why we're here today. Because in the order of the spiritual master, contained within that order is the success potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like if Prabhupada were to say something, and it was amazing. When Prabhupada was on the planet, he would send devotees to London, he would send devotees to Africa, he would send devotees, of course, to India. And they were successful because they were following Prabhupada's direction. So, very important. And then, this is the heavy one. Be prepared to give up anything material. Anything material doesn't mean that you have to become a renunciate. It means giving up your material conceptions and being ready to do what the spiritual master tells you, because you have faith, he knows what's good for you. Like you go to a doctor, of course, doctors may not know what's good for you right now, but let's say you had a perfect doctor. Is there such a thing? Anyway, sorry for those of you who may be doctors. No doctors? Oh, wait, so would you? Okay, some doctors. So let's say you had a perfect doctor. You're all perfect doctors. You're a perfect doctor. But let's say you had a perfect doctor. And you just have faith in him, that he knows. He says, take this medicine, do this exercise, eat this food, don't eat that food. So that's what it means. That the guru will not tell one to do something that's not good for you, that you can't do, that'll cause pain to you or cause pain to others. And living in a sacred place, like Vrindavan or Mathura or Dwarka, now that, you may say, it's kind of difficult, because that means I have to get on the plane, leave my family, go to Vrindavan. Good idea. So, especially go to Vrindavan, sounds attractive to me right now. So, no, it doesn't mean that. You make your place of residence, because wherever Krishna's glories are being chanted, that place becomes a holy place. Wherever your devotee resides, that place becomes a holy place. In fact, the pure devotees can purify even a holy place. Like the Ganges comes down, it's certainly holy, it's the bathing water of the lotus feet, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Ganges has a problem because all the rascals bathe in here too. So in order to nullify the effect of the rascals, then the pure devotees bathe in the Ganges and purify even the holy place, even the Ganges. So if we regularly hear and chant about Krishna and follow the principles of Krishna consciousness, our home becomes a holy place. And we have a little altar, we offer all of our food to Krishna, essential items. And not to over-endeavor, this is what it's meant here, accepting only what is necessary. Don't be like Raghunathas Goswami. Raghunathas Goswami, that the picture illustrates that he didn't even build a kutir for himself because he was so renounced. And Srimati Radharani personally covered his head when it was hot out, and Krishna personally protected him from the tigers. Don't expect that sort of mercy from the Lord or from Srimati Radharani. But practically for ourselves, you know, we know what we need. We have certain material or physical necessities. Everybody does. Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about this, that we have necessities, air, you know, fresh air. So like even when I go to Govardhan, guess what I have in my room? An air purifier. Because I need fresh air. And so we need fresh air, we need food, we need light, we need water, we need friendship, we need fun, we need recreation, we need autonomy. Anyway, that's another seminar. So we have all these needs, but don't... Let's say you have a need for a nice place to sleep. You must be a comfortable night. But don't spend $10,000 on a mattress where you can push buttons and adjust the softness of it all the time. They have mattresses like that. Do you know that? You have one? No. So that's called over-endeavor. And according to Rupa Goswami, it's one of the causes of deviation from spiritual life. You know, whatever you need. You know, someone may need something bigger, someone may need something smaller. We shouldn't criticize someone for having more needs. But we have to ascertain what we need. And don't, because if you're over-endeavor, you're going to be paying for it. You're going to be cleaning it all the time. You're going to be paying the mortgage all the time. And then your whole life will be paying the mortgage, and you think you're living in a house, but actually you're living in your workplace. Right? That's the illusion people have. The illusion is, well, I'm living in this house, but actually they're spending 95% of their waking hours, we're talking waking hours, at their workplace, and 5 to 10% in their home. And the rest of the time they spend in their home there sleeping. So it really doesn't matter where you're sleeping, as long as you're comfortable. So don't over-endeavor. And ekadasi is very important. Some people explain ekadasi as don't eat grain, don't eat beans, or else the Papa Purusha will get to you. Papa Purusha means the person of sin. You know, I guess he looks pretty ugly, like one of the Rakshasas who works for Ravana. And the reason to follow ekadasi is you make special advancement on that day. Don't do anything because of a negative. Don't do it. It's not good for your consciousness to do something or not do something because it's negative and you're scared. Oh, keep those grains away from me. The Papa Purusha is coming. No. Ekadasi is a day to make special events. You give up grains, you give up beans, and you increase your chanting of what? Hare Krishna, meaning Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Katha, that's all. 2 days a month. It's not going to kill you. Oh, how can I observe Ekadasi? It's so austere. No. Get yourself some other things like buckwheat, potatoes, you know. No one ever died because they were observing Ekadasi. You know, your mind may tell you that. And we worship Tulsi Devi. Tulsi Devi is a manifestation of Brinda Devi who comes from the spiritual world. Every day in the temple we have worship of Tulsi Devi. Don't smoke. So, that means we can have many official relationships at work and everything like that. But as far as an intimate relationship should be with people who are Krishna conscious, because whoever you associate with, they bring modes of nature with them. Karnam Buddha Sangasha, Sadasajan Majonishu. And you're associating with their modes of nature. If you go to a bar, you'll associate with a mode of ignorance. So be careful who you associate. You become like them. Association is the key. And don't instruct people who don't want to hear about Krishna consciousness. I made that mistake when I first joined the Hare Krishna movement as a normal fanatic new devotee. I went to my father and told him, Prahlad Maharaj, you know the story of Prahlad Maharaj? He went to his father and said, "Now, Dad, you're too attached. You should go to the forest." So I basically told that to my father. And it didn't work out too well, to say the least. So after a while, I just didn't do that. And after a while, he began to accept Krishna God when he saw that I was normal, not just a fanatic. So if someone is not interested in hearing about Krishna, don't just go saying, you're not the body, the Yamadutas are going to get you, Kali Yuga is coming. That's what they did to me when I first went in the temple. They told me Kali Yuga is coming, everyone's going to be short. And I said, get me out of here. So, by the mercy of Prabhupada, I'm here. Don't be so enthusiastic about constructing new temples or whatever, because really what makes devotees, this is very interesting, because we've been having this discussion lately, what makes devotees is devotion and association with Krishna Katha. Now we have temples, the purpose of temples is so we can hear and chant together. That's the purpose of temples. But if one becomes too enthusiastic about building new temples, getting new centers, then you really get entangled in all sorts of things that become an over-endeavor. So one has to be careful. I've told the devotees many times, I mean, we had the experience in Fiji where I'm the GBC, its governing body commissioner, where we open up this giant temple. That's the biggest one, I think, in the Western world, in Suva. And then our preaching went down because we were involved so much in overhead and other things like that and didn't have time to go to people's homes, make friends. Because as Prabhupada says in the Nectar of Instruction, that people come to Krishna consciousness because of loving exchanges. And if you just have a big building you have to maintain, then your only loving exchanges, where's the money? You could sponsor. We'll have at the door, we'll have like a card swipe device or something like that. So one has to be careful. Big temples are sometimes useful, like our temple in Mayapur, but there's going to be 30, 40, 50,000 people coming every day to that temple. That's a little bit different. But one has to consider this principle of over-endeavoring. Don't try to read too many books with the idea of earning a livelihood or lecturing or professionally reciting Bhagavad Gita. We see this happening so many times. And be a human being. Be a gentleman or a gentlelady. As we say, raise your hand, follow rules, be polite, say please and thank you. The magic words. Share things with others. Take turns, Be a gentleman. Prabhupada said his disciples are perfect gentlemen and perfect ladies. Children are alright. This is not anything against them. But don't lament. Just see Krishna behind everything. Krishna says in the Gita, one who sees me in everything, sees everything in me, is never lost to me, nor am I ever lost to him. 6:30 in the Bhagavad Gita. So if you see that, then you're not going to lament in loss or jubilation. Krishna will send what I need, as Krishna says in Gita, right? Nanyas chintayandamam yajana paripaste tesham nityabhiyuktamam yablikshan vamiyam. For those who are devoted to me, I protect what they have. I carry what they lack. So there's no need to lament. Something happens, it's Krishna. Don't disrespect the demigods. Demigods are servants of Krishna. Very important. Don't give pain to any other living entity. This is one of the reasons for eating vegetarian food. But not only vegetarian food, but offering to Krishna. Minimize your footprint on the environment or on other living entities. And be careful of offending the name of the Lord, because the name of the Lord, not mentioned in Tamani, as we spoke last week, we gave this class on this, is not different from Krishna. So we have to be very careful about offending the deity or offending the holy name of the Lord. But if someone is offensive, there's a way to deal with them. Don't attack them. Don't cut out their tongue. Just go away or defeat them. Don't associate, don't be around someone who's offended, because it strikes the heart. Just like if you love someone and another person offends them or criticizes them, it's very painful. Like if someone goes to your child, for example, your little baby, and says, you know, what an ugly creature that is. You know, you're not even going to say, yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know many parents who would say that. Those are fighting words. So we don't want to do that. And another thing that's very nice is to decorate the body with tilak, which is a sign of Vaishnava. Tilak is not permanent. It's not like a permanent tattoo. Although traditionally, in Vaishnavism, they would give permanent tattoos. Did you know that? In the Madhvacharya Sampradaya, they would take this brand at the time of initiation with the signs of the Lord's, like chakra, gada, and they would brand someone. So this tilak is nice. It marks your body as a temple of God. It belongs to God. God is in the heart. Very important principle. And you can even write Hare Krishna on the body, either in Sanskrit or, of course, it's Devanagari, or in English, if you want to. That's optional. And by accepting remnants, actually we're going quickly through this, of flowers and garlands offered to the deity and spiritual master, one makes great spiritual benefit. During Janmashtami, you will all have the opportunity to get the clothes of the deities, right? We have the clothes of the deities that are no longer being used. Because we have, how many houses do we have all today? Hundreds. Literally hundreds and hundreds of them. It's amazing how well the devotees have served the deities throughout the years. And so as the outfits get older, then we allow people to get the outfits on Janmashtami. So if you use those outfits, or use the outfits for your child, or take one of the items of jewelry of the deities, then you make great spiritual advancement. And you learn how to dance. Actually, when you dance and chant, clap your hands, all your bad karma goes away. You don't have to worry about Rahu or Ketu or Saturn. I told that story before, how Hanuman was accosted by Saturn. Remember, I told the story? Saturn said, it's your time. Hanuman said, okay, you go on my head, I accept. And then Hanuman put some weight on his head. And Saturn surrendered and said, okay, just a few seconds. So, if you perform devotional service, all the lines, Prabhupada said, all the lines in your hand change. So even if you had a very short lifeline, it gets longer. It's a fact. I mean, I've seen. I mean, you can't see from here. But you compare the left hand with the right hand, it's amazing the difference, because I've been chanting and clapping for many years. So, and dancing for the deities. And Krishna is very pleased if we dance for him. And we bow down upon seeing the deity or spiritual master. That's a sign of respect. And if we visit the temple, we come in, once we bow down, then we stand up, pay respect to the deities. And if we ever have a Rath Yatra, we've had Rath Yatra before, the devotees follow the procession and even sweep the ground in front of the Rath Yatra. So if one is close to the temple, one should visit the temple at least once or twice a day. In Jaipur, which is the city of victory in Rajasthan, practically everybody comes to see Radha Govindaji in the morning. Anyone here been to Jaipur? Isn't it? In the morning, everybody's going, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. And it's right in the king's palace. In the outskirts of the king's palace. So there's a wonderful mood. You know, just like when I go traveling, before I go somewhere, I get the blessings of the deities. When I come back, the first thing I do is I come to see the deities, because the deity is the king. And if we get Krishna's blessings, everything will be auspicious in our lives. And one should circumambulate the temple building 3 times. Of course, in the temple, we worship the deities according to the regulated principles. If you're not living in the temple, then you have your own altar with deities or pictures of the deities. Pictures are the same as deities. Krishna's present in pictures and photographs too. That's why in many temples in India, they won't let you take photographs. The reason is they're afraid of people desecrating the photographs and putting the photographs in an impure place. So Krishna's present in this photo. Or are these pictures here? There's Krishna there. That's a deity. So all these different pictures of Krishna that we have, or Prabhupada, these are deities. And so you set up an altar, and you put these pictures there, and you worship every day. You do a little incense. You don't have to do elaborate. It's a little incense, a little flower. Krishna says, one who offers me a flower, a leaf of fruit or flower with love and devotion, I will accept it. And you render this personal service to the deity. It's very important for everybody to do this. Singing about Krishna, obviously, not rock and roll songs or punk or anything like that. And sankirtan means singing with other devotees, together with other devotees. Very important principle. And chanting. So many of these are pretty much the same, or they overlap many of these different principles. But this is japa here. And offering prayers to Krishna. When you see Krishna, you should say, my dear Krishna, please help me. I'm in this material world, or please help so-and-so become Krishna conscious. Or some notable prayer that one could offer, which is, notable prayer means repeating prayers of the previous acharyas, or prayers that you may find in Srimad Bhagavatam, or by the acharyas like Narottama Das Thakur, Shyamananda, like this. And one must taste Mahaprasadam. So the prasadam is the Mahaprasadam is the prasadam offered to the deities of the plate, and Mahamahaprasadam is the prasadam offered to Krishna and then also eaten or touched by Krishna's great devotees. When Srila Prabhupada was around, and I used to get his Mahaprasadam, that means his remnants, I would eat everything on the plate and not share it with the devotees. I remember one time I ate the grape stems and the orange rinds and everything like that. I was very greedy. It was nectar. I just made a trick. I told all the devotees, I'll clean up, don't worry. And I cleaned up. So one must drink charanamrita, that means the bathing water of the deities, smelling the incense and flowers offered to the deities. See, these are all austerities. What's wrong with them? You know, is it too much to smell some flowers offered to the deities? Touching, well, this is for the pujaris. You touch the lotus feet. Not that I'm advising everybody to enter into the deity room right now, but touching the lotus feet of the deities. But in Rath Yatra, in Jagannath Puri, they allow everybody to go touch Lord Jagannath's lotus feet at that particular time. So when we do a Rath Yatra, you can have the devotees do that. People do that. What?
They stop you.
They stop it in Jagannath Puri? What, because people were getting killed or something? It was a riot. But originally that was allowed. And you see the deity with devotion. There's Prabhupada and Tumukha Smart and some other devotees. Krishna, your God. You know, depending on your level of devotional service. Krishna, you're great. Or Krishna, I want to be your servant. Or Krishna, let me go back to Godhead. Somehow or other. Because Krishna is so attractive. He has all the attractive features. The most famous, the most beautiful, the most richest. All these different qualities. The strongest, the most intelligent. He's the person you need to fall in love with. Right? He has beautiful eyes. Like there was once a person where Sripad Ramanujacharya saw this person who was in love with his girlfriend because she had beautiful eyes. And he said, I'll take you to the temple and show you someone with more beautiful eyes. He took him to see Lord Ranganath. And this person fell in love with the deity. He said, yes, the deity's eyes are more beautiful than my girlfriend's. I don't know if he said that to her, but anyway. But at least he understood that. Offering RT in the temple is regulated. At home, you can do once a day or for a leaf of flower. Here, but this is very important, hearing about the Lord and his pastimes from the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other literatures. And this is the process in Kali Yuga. Kali Kalera Dhamma Krishna Nama Sankirtan. That hearing, Shru 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 Shradana Shravasadeva Katavachi. So this is also very pleasurable. And who would not like to hear about Krishna's pastimes? And you pray to the deities for the mercy. And remember the deities. Keep a picture of the deities. It's like we have Sri Sri Radha Golokananda here. Meditate upon the deity. See, we're going quickly through this. One, render some voluntary service. That means something you're not asked to do. You know, when you come and see the deity, you're supposed to leave something for the deity or give something for the deity. And understand, Bhoktaram Japatapasam Sarva Lokamahishram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Yadwamam Shanti Vichati Suridam Sarvabhutanam. The Lord is your friend. He's with you at every step. One of the things that inspired me about chanting Hare Krishna was that every time I chanted Hare Krishna, I got to have my best friend with me. So I started chanting 24 hours a day. So he will always take care of us. And you offer everything you do to the Lord. Whatever you do, whatever you offer, whatever you give away, yadkaroshi yadashnasi yadashnavashi dasi yad. Yadapashasi kandiya tadkuraswa manarpana. To be offered to Krishna. So there's a way to dovetail whatever you do in life and offer it to Krishna. Whether you're taking care of your children, whether you're cleaning your house, whatever it is, you should understand in your mind, I'm doing this for Krishna, and actually practically give the results to Krishna. A very important principle. So, and you offer your favorite articles such as food or garment, but make sure that it's something that Krishna could accept. For example, in the early days in San Francisco, during the hippie years, people's favorite article, or men's favorite article, were their blue jeans. You know what blue jeans are? So they would offer them to the deity, because Prabhupada told them this. So they'd take their blue jeans with holes in them and say, you know, Krishna, please accept this. Not a good idea. So make sure your favorite article is something that Krishna could use first. Don't give a blind cow of charity. That's the real point. Because usually, people will give something that doesn't work. Like I was just hearing a story about Srila Prabhupada. Someone gave Srila Prabhupada, I think it was a tape recorder or something like that, and it didn't work. And Prabhupada said, don't even fix it, because if someone gives you something like that, it's an insult. So if you can give something to Krishna, make sure it works. Give a car to Krishna, make sure it works. Because if it doesn't, Krishna's not going to appreciate that. And take all kinds of risks and perform all endeavors for Krishna's benefit. I mean, within consideration. I mean, if one's a sannyasi, it's a little bit different. Sannyasi is supposed to take practically all risks. That's why Srila Prabhupada went to the Western world, like you see, to preach Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada had heart attacks on the boat, and Prabhupada had a dream where Krishna in his various incarnations was rowing the boat. So according to your status, it's not that everybody's meant to be a sannyasi. In every condition, one should be a surrendered soul. Now that's a hard one, right? Surrendered soul means that Krishna, I'm yours. That's what it means. Sharanagati. And let me unpack that for a second. Accept everything favorable from Krishna consciousness, reject everything unfavorable. Always understand the Lord is protecting one. Always understand the Lord is maintaining one. Have no separate interests other than the interests of the Lord. And the last one is always be meek and humble. And pour water on the Tulsi tree. Regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam. We heard some of these are very repetitive. But this is also, one should live in a sacred place like Mathura Vrindavan, offer service to Vaishnavas, arrange devotional service according to one's needs. And the month of Kartik, you do some special service. Because that's the month of Damodar, one makes special advancement. You don't have to do special austerities. Sometimes people think, I have to be really austere this month. And some devotees, even Prabhupada was present, thinking, that means I'm not going to shave the whole month, or for 4 months of the Chaturmasya. And Prabhupada looked at them and said, no, you're not following Chaturmasya, you're following Chaturmas. Because they're growing here. So that's not the point. The point is increase Krishna's service. And if austerities can help you do that, that's fine. But otherwise, simply austerities for austerity's sake are not useful. And during Janmasthami, which we're coming up on, do something special for Krishna. Come to the temple, give people to help. Where's the Kunjum Singh here? There she is. So, told her I'd make an advertisement for you. So the Kunjabhasini and Aditya Narayan Prabhu and Lila Shakti are organizing different things that we're going to need during the Janmasthami ceremony. That means people to help with the parking, people to help with the guests, people to give out prasadam, people to distribute books, right? All these things. So, see, it's very special. If you can help on Janmasthami, you'll get special mercy for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And whatever is done with great care and devotion, you should do in the deity. That's again repetitive. And relish the pleasure. Now we're coming across very important items. Relishing the pleasure of Bhagavatam reading among devotees, not among outsiders. Associate with devotees who are considered more advanced. Always chant the holy name of the Lord. And live in the jurisdiction of Mathura. These last principles are the most important. So the last principles that are essential principles are worshiping the deity in your own home or coming to the temple, hearing Shrima Bhagavatam regularly, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, associating with devotees, chanting congregationally with your family or, and also coming to the temple, and living in the holy place, making your home a holy place. So if we follow these principles in devotional service, your advancement is secure, assured. And then ultimately, you will go back and be with Krishna in the spiritual world, you will realize your spiritual identity, and you'll be happy. Because ultimately, we want to be happy and satisfied. The shanti cha, ramanti cha. Right? Machita, makita, prana, adhyam tasya, parasipura. Katyam tasya, maam vicham. To shanti cha, ramanti cha. So my devotees, they're always associating with each other, hearing and chanting, and in this way, they are tushti. They are satisfied. Ramanti. They are enjoying. So that's what we want. We want to be peaceful. Isn't it? Krishna says, without peace, no one can be happy. So you can be peaceful and happy, and that's Krishna consciousness. So, we finish that up pretty quickly. So any questions or comments? Not, we can take the announcement. So, no questions or comments. So, thank you very much. All glory is to His divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And Aditya Narayan Prabhu is here. He's our foremost book distributor. So, please pay attention.